On page 96, we're nearing the end of this maimer, which is connected to the first maimer, the side of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, which when it's understood and when it's thought over and over, it has to change a person's life. The inyan of a person is his machshava. The neshama is mezgalo through a person's machshavas. The person is be'etzem where his machshavas are. The chilik between oilam haba, oilam haza, is not a chilik between where a person is in a physical place or even in some sort of a spiritual place. There's no place. It's not a room, it's not a hall, it's not to go on a rocket ship someplace. A person's Olam Haba is his machshavas of what he is in this world. In this world, of course, there are tremendous obstructions that don't allow us to see and to feel the elokus that surrounds us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us into the Olam HaBechira. And the Ikke Bechira comes down to where the person is in his mind. Where the person is in his thoughts. So on page 96, let's just review by Eis Zayin, in the middle of the page. Let's just go over. We did that first paragraph. Let's just do it again. It takes 2 minutes. Havi Oimer Hadam B'chaya Hoiva Boinus Olam Haba Shalom. Right now, in our lives, right now, we're building, each one of us is in the process of building Olam Haba. Hainu es mitziusa haruchanis hanechachis shuchayba b'hayva l'netzach. The mitzius and ruchnis that a person is living in right now is the mitzius and ruchnis he's going to be living in later on, after he leaves this world. It's just without those things that are in the way. Ikar shel adam machshav dehapnimis. The ik of a person is his machshav hapnimis. Not the fleeting thoughts, but the machshava hapnimis. That's the person. Im hi oisekis bedveikis b'Hashem Yisbarach. The person during his life has tried to move his thoughts, her thoughts, in that direction of thinking about Elokus, thinking about Avodas Hashem, thinking about Torah and Tefillah and so on, thinking about other people. If a person spends his life moving his thoughts in that direction, with the intention to give nachas ruach to the Ribono Shel Olam, lekadosh es shmoy ba'olamo, and all he wants is to mekadosh shem shamayim in the world, shamhu, that means that's his place, that's where he is. He doesn't have to move anywhere after he dies to go to another place. It's not an inyan of a physical place. Shamhu. It's just that the guf is taken away. So the guf and all of those things that distort and confuse disappear. And the person is able to be the enemies of Hashchina in that way that all of his life he wanted to and he tried and he was already tasting of while he was alive. Whatever was in the way is gone. And he's there. Yisham Yehei La'ad Lo Me'alam. We spoke many times over the years, and just recently, maybe a month or two ago, about that. I'm not going to tell about the ma'aser, but there was a ma'aser about the chiddush of him. The chiddush went to Kotsk, and there was a ma'aser with that yid that he was ma'aser nefesh. Thank you. He was ma'aser nefesh to make sure that the Rebbe would get to Kotsk on time for Shabbos, and this fellow that was driving the horse that was ma'aser nefesh, even though he wasn't his whole life such a good. He wasn't so good in what he was doing his whole life, but he was ma'aser nefesh to get the Rebbe, to get the Chiddushim over to Kutsk. And he worked so hard that he lost his life. He passed away, and everybody was very, very upset. And the Chiddushim saw that he was able to, I'm sure you remember the ma'aser, I just told it a little while ago, the Chiddushim was able to be a pile, that this Yid was able to be in a world, in the next world, where was he? He was riding a horse, on a paved road. In Poland, they didn't have too many. but a nice, nice paved road on a nice day in Poland, with that scene of Poland, with a healthy horse, and that was his Olam Haba. That's his Olam Ha'emes, and he would be doing that forever. What could be better than that? A paved road, a healthy horse, it's not raining. Can't get better than that. For that Yid. That was what he was working on his whole life to come to. That's what he was dreaming of. That's what he was thinking of. And the Chiddushim was able to recoil such a thing that he was living, that this, in the Olam HaHemes, this person was in that Olam HaDimyon. It's called the place of imagination and delusion. The imagination that he had in this world, and the delusion that he lived with in this world, he took with him to the next world. He took with him to the next world. And he went on like that. That was his mitzvah in the next world. The same mitzvah in this world. That's what it was. V'omnam ba'olam ha'emes yesur mimenu miniyus sheyesh lo b'olam ha'ahava. In the next world, all of those obstructions, all those things that were holding this person back, he's thinking about Hashem, thinking about Torah, thinking, but there were so many things in the way, and he couldn't taste it and smell it, and he couldn't feel it and experience it. He's just trying with his emunah to mechazik himself, to be in that world of Klai Yisrael, leaving Mitzrayim when it's Pesach, and to be in Shushan HaBiyur with the Yidden during Purim. But this world, there are many things that block. In the next world, and after a person's life, the Yuva B'Pashtus Amis, everything will shine. In that pashtus, in the simple truth, hamiira yoyse b'mitzias haruchanis she'ain b'hester. After a person leaves the world, after a person dies, there's no longer a mitzias of hester. There's nothing covering the truth anymore. There's nothing blocking or covering. Achkra b'chayi ha'hoyve toyim kafi erikam elamam suya. But even while he's alive, he's already having a taste of what his olam haba is now, is what it's going to be later on. The kudas neshmasu shuchai b'kva'at, it's the nekudah of his neshama, it's the pnimis of what the person wants, right now, k'noilam hazeh, that's his olam haba. V'zeh asher rachmona l'tzlan neniach mashavte b'havolam, so what about the person whose mind, whose thoughts are always, I'm not talking of passing thought, but whose mind sits in havolam, in Irishkeit, whose mind is sitting in havolam, that means that he's established these havalim. He's established Narishkeit. He's established shallowness and silliness as his mahus, as the defining character of his very being, of who he is. That's what his mind is on. And that, by the way, Hevel doesn't mean that it has to be comic books. It doesn't have to be a football game. It could be a Hevel that you're getting paid $500,000 for also. But it's Hevel. Remember that when I was in yeshiva, when I was a bochus, I got this job for a short time in helping in Hashgach in the kitchen. It was in Brookdale Hospital. You remember Brookdale? I guess it's still there. I don't know if any person would dare to go in that neighborhood anymore, but it used to be that a lot of frum doctors there, and they had a kosher kitchen. They had a kosher kitchen, and a lot of frum people were there. And there was a summer that I was working there in the kitchen. And it's an interesting thing with the doctors. I was very much among the doctors there. All they ever spoke about when they were going to eat, all they ever spoke about was either the patients, medicine, or women. Or women patients. But that's all they ever spoke about. I mean, that's all that was coming out from them, was these and Yonim. Either about the patients, okay. Like Isaac and this one, I lost this one, I got this one. And then other things that are not nice. That's what the whole conversation, I'm not talking about the frum ones. I'm saying this was like was going on talking, these nyanim. So a person could be so completely even in one's profession, a person can become, and that doesn't mean that one shouldn't do the best job he can, and you have to talk about it, and you have to study, of course. But a person who doesn't have anything outside of what he does left for himself, of who he is, and he can't anymore make a distinction between who he is and what he does, and he's morphed into something other than who he really is. That's what he does. But who is he? So he's living in that world. It could be also Havalim. It doesn't have to be something that's silly or ridiculous. It's a chash of a thing, a hospital. But every single thing, talk a little bit something else. It's nothing. So bazeh motzui kvar achshav b'mitziyah shel shichas Hashem yisbarach v'halamosai. So this person has established his mahus. He's established his entire being as one who doesn't think of God, as someone who has forgotten or doesn't think about the tachlis of his life, who doesn't think of why I'm here, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create me, what does he want for me. What am I supposed to be doing in this world? So if that's how he lived during his life, in that way of forgetting, of not thinking, so mitziyah zu shehi olam ha-hayv shaloi, that mitziyah, which is his life right now, he mitziyuso ha-nitzchis, that's his eternal mitziyah, asher bocha ve-kovaloi, that he chose. He painted it, he colored it. He made that Olam Haba while he was alive. That's the Olam Haba that he made. Ad Yisukan Mirachmi Hashem Yisbarach. Obviously, every Jew will have a tikkun. Every Jew Hashem Yisbarach will eventually, the person will go through whatever he has to go through. And even that fellow that's riding the horse on the road, everybody will have an aliyah. All the neshamas will have a tikkun. And Hashem Yisbarach, because of his loving kindness, will bring, eventually every neshama will be brought up. The Zayis Yikari Gehenim. This is what is also called by that scary word, Gehenim. The bad place after a person dies. It's called Gehenim. She can't help but be influenced by the images of Gehenim that come from the outside world. The big fires and devils and all kinds of screaming and yelling and things like that. But the emes is that Ein Lecha Yisurim Gedolim Hi'elu Ba'olam Haba. Gehenim is a place of Yisurim. A place. Again, it's not, there's no address. It's a mitzias of anguish. And what's the anguish? And here's going to talk a little bit about these things, which the Chassidim don't go into a lot, as you know. But it's something that was revealed to us. It's part of Torah. Because not to spend so much time thinking about these things or worrying about these things, but it's part of Torah. What is that? Ein lecha yisurim gedolim hi'elu ba'olam haba, kasher ha'neshama mitzuya kvar ba'or mitzias Hashem yisbarach she'ein bilta. The pain that a neshama suffers when the neshama is already without the disguise, without this world, and it's already in a mitzias of the light of Hashem, that ain oid mulvadai, the odas mizais, and the neshama knows that this is the truth. See, in this world, because of the stuff, because of all the special effects, you might not think that's the truth. So one's entire verse Hashem could be al derech safik. Might be that, I don't want to take any chances. There might be something real to this whole Yiddishkeit business. And just in case, I want to cover my bases, so I'll try to stay away from all the derices on Shabbos, you know. And I'll try to be, because, you know, could be there's something going on. Could be it's true. Chas v'shalom, to spend one's entire life with that kind of avodas Hashem. But after the game is over, when a person dies, then that's it. Then the truth is obvious. And what happens is then that this person, the neshama, is nechsefes loshuv lekain lemachtavta. The neshama is filled with a longing to be able to be part of that. Again, I don't know how that plays out with the guy in the road in Poland, because there's no ilma dimyon, and it goes on for a long time. He thinks, he doesn't know there's any other world. So he wasn't, that the Chiddushim saved him from Gehenna, because of what this Yid did. He did a big thing. So the Chiddushim saved him from Gehenna. We're not talking about the ilma dimyon, we're talking about Gehenna. There, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows, again, there, it's not a place, but in that reality, the person sees the truth. He sees the truth. It's clear to him. I mean, Echsefes lo shuv lekainu lemechsavta. I once spoke to a person that I'll never forget the crying. There was a woman that she was married to a very nice guy. A very nice guy, I know him from when I was a kid. A very nice guy. He was very poshut. She is a little bit more sophisticated, he's very poshut. And he wasn't making the kind of money that she was hoping for and so on. He was poshut. She was more like, she wasn't such a big knack either, but she thought of herself like, you know, like this. But he was very poshut, and he held himself in pashtus. He held himself to be poshut. Such a nice guy. Bam is a nice guy. She was always having tightness with him. He's not this, he's not that. His friends all moved ahead of him, and he's got this job, and he's not getting anywhere. And you know, he says a Dvar Torah, but he doesn't say whatever. He's not sophisticated. Always tightness. Everything was tightness. And then, so it was a whole thing that happened with her with somebody, and they got divorced. And he didn't want to. He was trying. He always went. He tried to make it better, and he couldn't change himself into another person. That's who he was. And she wanted him to. She wanted him to dress a certain way. He was a poshut person. He didn't want to, but he tried. And anyway, he didn't want to get divorced, but she insisted, and there was a nicest whatever. So they got divorced. And then she asked if she could come talk to my wife and myself. And she came on a Motzei Shabbos. This goes back a long time. She came on Motzei Shabbos. And I don't know how it was around. Must have been a year after the divorce. With such crying and screaming. What did I do? I would do anything to go back to him. She couldn't go back to him. She couldn't go back to him. I would do anything to go back to him. I made such a mistake. He was such a good neshama, such a nice person. I don't know what I did with my life. I ruined my life. She still should ruin. Ruined my life. She did. She ruined her life. But the Gehenna of seeing the truth and not being able to go to it. It's terrible. The Yisurim of knowing the truth when the game is finished and knowing the truth and not being able to go to it. To be Masik is such a thing. Everybody in life, here and there, you taste of such a thing when there's a gilui of something that's true and you missed it. And you missed it, you didn't get it. And then you can't have it. It hurts. But it's nothing compared to the truth of Ein Oid Melvada, that all there is the Baruch Shalom. Everything is a lakus. There's nothing like that. Nothing like that. The regret that a person has, that the person thinks that my parents are the worst parents. I hear people, what they say about their parents, have tainus against their parents, and they don't know what they know, that their parents were mice and nefesh. In the world of truth, when you see how your parents, you understand that what your parents loved you, and what your parents were mice and nefesh for you. And that feeling of not being able to fix it and to repair it, it's a terrible Gehenna. The Nechsef is Loshuv L'Koin L'Machzavta. But the Neshama wants so badly to be able to go back and to connect and to be with the Baruch Shalom. Ela Shekabula El Havolim Shekarach Al Hatzma. But the problem is that the Neshama is chained. Kabula means chained to the Narishkeit. Can't get out of the Narishkeit. Can't get out of that Narishkeit. Even though the Neshama is looking at, like watching, like a spectator through a door and sees the Emes. Can't get out of the Narishkeit. Al Shekavula El Havolim Shekarach Al Atzma B'Mahala Chaya At the end, this neshama, even in the world of truth, turns back to its Irishkeit. Will look at the truth and feel, I wish I could be part of that, but can't find its way out of the Irishkeit. Stuck. Moshe Rachok. He says a marshal that's not such a good marshal. Meaning, you can't compare it. It's just a marshal, but you can't compare it to those Yisroel. Kima Hashain Chayla. You have a person who's a smoker, smokes, and he's sick. Hayroya Menachalan Anoshim Briyim Aptur Menachayli Shul Mutulbay. And he looks out the window while he's probably coughing and heaving and whatever. And he looks out into the street and he sees healthy people. He looks out, this person who's very sick, the smoker, he looks out and he sees healthy people laughing and playing ball and enjoying themselves. He looks out and he sees. Ubmeiriv hergel, but because of the hergel, because of his habit, he's so stuck in that habit of smoking. Shov lekabel chiyus min hamemis amanik lechayim. He stands there smoking a cigarette, inhaling that which is killing him and keeping him from being able to be outside of the other people. He stands there looking at it, looking at the truth, looking at people who are alive, and he still has the cigarette in his hand, and he's inhaling, he's smoking. Why? The Torah says, Elohim Chayiv. That's the life that he made for himself. He's a smoker. And he made that life, and he's destroying his life. But that's his life. What's his life? Chayim Ovis. It's Chayim Ovis. It's death. And it's pain, and it's suffering. And he would love to be able to walk up the stairs without coughing. Let alone go outside and be a regular human being. But he can't. And Uvacholzai is Chai Mavishagam Hano Yeshba. He enjoys taking the cigarette into his mouth. Nafshoi Shoelis Lehis Natik Mitaychai. On the one hand, he feels already now that he could die. And he wishes he would die. Mirav busha v'chlima al kilyan achayim shemevi al atzmo, from the busha of what he did to himself. He could look at children, and the doctor he told him, you're never ever going to see grandchildren. You're not going to live that long. And what a busha v'chlima. What did I do? You know what I'm saying? And he'll look at this. He'll watch his kids walking on outside, and they're getting married in a year or two. They're that age. And the doctor said, you have another 6 months to live. And he still has the cigarette in his mouth, with the Gehenna in his mouth. In his mouth. Pulling in, smoking in a cigarette. Looking at that. And a busha nachlima. That what he brought upon himself. Listen, the machlis in the world, a person has no control. And you could be careful with your health. You don't know what the Bnei Shalom has with you in this world. But this person, he brought on himself time after time after time. And he brought this sickness upon himself. But he stays in that cigarette. And he buries himself. Not a cigarette, another cigarette. He buries himself in that. In that Gehenna. And he's chalishing to be able to see his children for longer. And for the last 20 years, 30 years, they're telling him, stop smoking. You're not going to be able to see grandchildren. And in that machshava, while he's having his machshavas, he's still smoking. Nimse sheyesh kan hagdora acheres lagamri. Means Gehenna is a different thing than we imagined. And even when you see certain things in Chazals, Chazal spoke in a very, very remarkable and mysterious code. And one has to learn the pnimius of these things, what it means in Gehenna, not to have an impression of some kind of a place where you go, where they put you into a fire or something. It's the fire that we put ourselves into in this world, right now. It's not a fire that you feel on your skin. Moshe mitzvah say ma'aseh v'gan eden schar. So we always think like this: you do the mitzvahs, and then if you do the mitzvahs, then you get a ticket, like we spoke about many times, and then you go to the counter and you get a prize, like in the arcade. You do a lot of mitzvahs, and then you could trade it in, and you put it onto a big scale. Now they have really fancy, like digital things, and you put all the tickets on, and then it shows, you know, how much you made. And then you can look behind the counter and you get a prize. That's not true. That's not what it is. Hamitzvahs atzman gan eden. Yiddishkeit. Kivus elokim. Itself is gan eden. The gan eden shebe gan eden is when you're able to be in that gan eden without having to get on the train in the morning. And without having to put up with all the narishkeit and the falsehood and the craziness of this world. That's the Gan Eden of the Gan Eden. But the truth is, we spoke many times, that the tzaddikim, the Yishma, the Semeshem, in this world, they're sitting in Gan Eden, in that place of Kivus Elokim. And after this life, it's just that the things that the worries and concerns of this world, of family and what's happening to other people, and these things are not there. And they're able to have a complete Hanah from the Gan Eden that they were already building for themselves. And they were living in the Gan Eden. While they were alive, they were living in that Gan Eden. Ba'olam hazeh nistar ha'eden shebehem. It's true that in this world you can't see the paradise in the Blat Gemara, although people can taste that. If someone learns a lot, you could taste the olam haba, the Gan Eden in the Blat Gemara. And when you put on the tefillin, when you keep a Shabbos, when you stay away from the Aveira, when you do a toiva for somebody. So you can't have a full experience of the Eden of paradise. Because this world is a world of Avaida. And Avaida means of hastaponymic, of concealment. So you get a taste here and there. That good feeling, you know, when you help somebody. And you worked hard to help somebody. And you were able to see that person get back on his feet. It's a Tam Gan Eden. And that's even in this world. It's a Tam Gan Eden. And a person learned something and they didn't waste time and they understood it and they chas it over. There's a good tefillah, a good kippah tehillim. There are tastes. It's very hard to hold on to it because of this world. So the Eden is nistar. That inyan of the Eden, of the pleasure, of the paradise, is very hidden. All the neshama wants is in this world to reveal that Eden, to connect to that Eden, and to live in it, kefi erka, according to what it is. Bahagia el amadikshay, when the neshama reaches the world of truth, again, doesn't go anywhere, when the person dies, and it's time for Almadikshayt. Almadikshayt means Olam Ha'emes, the world of truth. Ba el tam ha'mesek v'ha'eden ha'amiti. Then he's able to mamish taste the sweetness of all those years of putting on film, of all those years of Shabbos, of all those years of being this gabra on the Yetzirah. Then he's able to taste the sweetness of that, the Eden of that. Ha'eden ha'amiti. Shebechayeha, that while the neshama was in the guf, tamar mikach rak ma'at, it only had a little bit of a taste, a little bit of a taste. The taste was so small that he had to constantly fight against the things of this world that was saying, we taste better, it tastes better. But it tastes better. It was a constant struggle not to give in to those things that are calling and saying, this tastes better, this is better. You'll enjoy this more. Because that's how Hashem made us, in such a way, in this world, where the things of this world seem to have a better taste. When a person gets more and more and more into the world of Kirvus Elokim and Dveikus B'Hashem, then there's nothing that could compare. Kol Chafetzei LiYashuv, there's nothing that can compare to a piece of Torah, to a piece of Avodas Hashem. But from the outside, it doesn't look like that. And even when you're on the inside, there are temptations, it's hard. While the person was alive, he only had a little bit of a taste because he has a neshama, the neshama tasted something that was good. And the neshama tasted something that was good. You ever hear people always say this when it comes to drinking, to develop a taste? You ever hear that lashon? You have to develop a taste for a glass of schnapps. Why? Why do you have to develop a taste when you have to work at that? If people think that it's something that's worth working for, to develop a taste. And a person means that the person believes, he sees that a lot of people that seem to be enjoying that. Judging by what's going on in the world, it's a big, big, multi-million dollar, billion dollar business, getting drunk and getting high. And he sees that, and looks like it's a good thing, but he puts the thing into his mouth and it's terrible. So his friend tells him, you have to work at it. Something you have to work at. Eventually you'll be able to come to it. But you have to work at it. And you hear that a person will work at that in the Alma de Shikra, in this world of falsehood. It's worth working at something to get to that taste of that which is the biggest lie that changes the truth and paints the world in a different way than what it is. But when it comes to Torah, when it comes to Avedas Hashem, Tam Hu Ki Tov Hashem, that's Hashem's Baruch made it. The things of this world on the outside look like they're so exciting and so gewaldig. But when you get into the inside of them, you see that it's disgusting and stupid. So the people who are raised in very firm homes, they look at the Balei Tshuva and they think that the Balei Tshuva are crazy. You're crazy. You were living it up, and you probably weren't even getting in trouble because you didn't know. And then you came to be part of this business that we're in. That's how the frum people look at the people the Balei Tshuva, the people that are not frum, how they're having it, they're enjoying it. The yeshiva bacham looking outside the window with great longing. What would life be like if I can only get out of this place? And you talk to the Balei Tshuva and he says to you, my whole life I was dying, because the only time that I started to live is now that I'm keeping Shabbos. And you get these two people together in the room, it's an interesting conversation. This guy's dying to get out, the other guy's dying to get in. The difference is that when the person gets into Yiddishkeit, the emes, when you're in it, there's nothing that tastes more delicious. From the outside, the world looks like it's so spectacular. And when it comes to the world, the deeper you go into the world, the more you discover that it's Nama the Shikra, that it's all Sheker v'chazer, and all the promises that it makes are all lies. It doesn't give anything. It's all a lie. It's all shaker. It makes promises. Like the snake in Gan Eden that said, what's going to be gewaldic? When you eat this, it's going to be good. When you eat this, everything's going to be great. But that's how Hashem's Baruch made this world. Therefore, the true reward for mitzvah, that's what Chazal says, is a mitzvah. There's nothing better than that. That's Gan Eden. Hainu shamitzvah atzma, hi gufa schara. That itself is a schar. It's not that you have it's miserable over here, and then in Gan Eden they give you schar. A person that builds him in this world a life of kirvas elokim, of truth, who's able already in this life, while he's in this world, to have a taste of that. And then in the Olam HaEmes, after he dies, then everything that was hiding the taste, everything that was covering the taste, is removed. And he's swimming in that or that light of Dveikus Bashan. Akedekach, as we learned the last few weeks, that he doesn't even want to, he really on his own wouldn't know that his children are getting married, or grandchildren, or great grandchildren are getting married, and he wouldn't go to any chasna. Where is he going? He only wants to be in that place of Dveikus Bashem. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes sure that the neshama turns around and takes a look and says, look, your children are getting, your grandchildren are getting married today. Take a look. They want to, it's nice to issue a mishtatif in the chasna. And we'll have them. Loisha ba'averis, hey ma'isev gehenim einish. And then the other side, on the bad side. So you think that an aveir is a ma'isev. The aveir itself is geshmak, you enjoy the aveir. Okay, no, and the gehenim, that's something later on, the gehenim is a punishment. But the aveir is a ma'isev, and the gehenim is the punishment. That's not true. Achatoyim atzmam gehenim noira. For a person who sees the truth, and that's what the Baal Tshuva is talking about. So he's telling you, the Baal Tshuva is telling you, listen, my friend, he tells the guy in yeshiva is chalishing to be like that. To be what the Baal Tshuva was before he became firm. And the Baal Tshuva says, I'm telling you, what I was living was mamshe gehenna. And a little bachel is thinking, oh, you're going to give me such a gehenna. Oh, would I like a gehenna like that? Oh, does that gehenna look like fun? And the guy's telling you, it was a Gehenna mamish. My whole life was a Gehenna. I had no meaning in my life. I didn't want to get up the next day. I thought of killing myself. Whatever it is. And the Yeshiva Bacha says, I'll try it. I'll deal with it. It's an Olam Hafach mamish. When a person begins to see in a true way, in a real way, then he understands that the Chatoim themselves are Gehenna. Olam Hazeh Nista Harasha Behem. Only thing is, Olam Hazeh in this world, because of the covering, so the person doesn't see. A superficial person doesn't see the Gehenna in these things. He doesn't see the Gehenna. Just before I came, just before we started, before Marv, I was on the phone with somebody who told me that she lived in Eretz Yisrael. A person lived in Eretz Yisrael for 7 years. 7 years, her husband was learning, and she lived in Yerushalayim for 7 years, very beautiful. And then they came back to the States, and she said, this is what she said. She said that when she came back, she left for 7 years. She was mabish in that world. I don't even know if she took a vacation, a trip. She was living in Yerushalayim 7 years like that. And then she came back and she said that because of health reasons, she went to a gym someplace. No men, all women gym. She said to me that it made her physically ill. Physically ill. Now she says she goes all the time. She's not sick anymore. But when she came back, she said she was physically ill, that the music was blasting Gershon music, and that there were teachers, there were trainers there, that prust talking prust. And the movements of everybody in the place. She says, whatever it was, I was never in such a place. I don't know how it is, but she said that she felt mamish gehenna, a taste of gehenna. She felt sick from it. She got used to it. We're used to it. And that's only the chiluk between being living in, you know, whatever, in Bayit Vagan for 7 years. Bayvagan is still with Gashmis, is still in this world. It's not Ilam Ha'emes. So we don't taste the Gehenna in these things. What's the Gehenna? A person hears a Gaisha song. What's the Gehenna? It's got a nice beat. It's such a big Gehenna. How come all the Jewish music is just imitating that Gehenna? That Gehenna of the Gaisha music. We don't hear it. Because in this world, it's the world is a tree of doubt. This whole world is a world of uncertainty, and it's not clear. But the Gehenna of that song. But that's the music that they play in Gehenna. But there, in the world of truth, you understand that that's Gehenna. That noise is Gehenna. It's the noise of Gehenna. It's the noise of it's the noise of anti-Elokus. It's the noise that's untrue, that's false. And in this world, you go walk into a store, you hear they're playing an old song. I always joke about it, because I really don't go out so much anywhere. But, you know, every now and then when the children were younger, I would have to go before they were driving, so I had to do a lot of that stuff. And you go into a store, and, you know, sometimes you're picking up something in the drugstore, and they're playing an old song, like from, you know, the 1970s. And you shop a little bit longer than you have to, you know. The song's not over. I don't want to check out yet. So I wouldn't turn on the song. I don't have any tapes, so I don't have to turn on the song. I'm not putting on the radio in the car. But if I happen to be in CVS and they're playing that niggin, it's not schlecht. I can manage. זה מצוין. זה גהנם.
אבל נהנים מזה קצת.
בטח נהנים מזה.
אבל רק זה גהנם.
אבל זה גהנם.
נהנים מהגהנום.
The whole thing is a bit... בטח שנהנים מגהנם.
אז מה נגיד הנשמה? אל תהנים מזה, אז תקשור מבר שומעים מזה. אז מה נעשה?
שומעים את זה, לא מאזינים לזה. אתה יודע מה, אתה חילוק מזה? There's a difference between hearing something and listening to it.
כמו וישמע יתרו. אנחנו לא נשמע כמו יתרו, אני רק נאזין.
להאזין means to listen to something. You hear something, a person walks someplace. It's true, there would be people that they wouldn't take, like with the Bedichtshuva, that the Misnagdim had a tiny Hakim L'Kedushas Levi. They were saying that the Bedichtshuva used to daven with his eyes open. So I told the Misnagdim had a tiny of it. How does a Jew stand the davening Shemoneh Esrei with his eyes open? So they went and they told the B'ditcher, and he says, they are? I didn't know. I'll be more careful. Isn't it? What does it mean? Say, the point of what I'm saying is now is not to critique the gym or Goyish music. That's not my point. My point is that we're insensitive to Gehenna because of the coverings of this world. We're insensitive to it. Therefore, a person doesn't know that this is mamash a tam from Gehenna. A person doesn't have aveira, it's a tam from Gehenna. He doesn't taste it. The more he learns, the more he davens, the more he pulls himself close to the Gosh Baruch, he begins to look at these things and say, oh, it's a tam Gehenna mamash. He begins to taste Gehenna. While he's in this world, he tastes Gehenna. Like that lady that she left her husband. Chataka tam Gehenna. Tam Gehenna. It's a terrible thing. And that's even in this world a person can taste that. Allah has come of a kama, how much infinitely more so, when all of this world is taken away and a person sees nothing but the truth. Nothing but the truth. What kind of a Gehenna that is. Umar Rav HaMerchak Ben Alma de Osi, Shasham HaToyva Ra Gluyim Ba'olu. What a difference there is between this world and the next world. In the next world, good and evil are completely revealed, are completely obvious and open. Levan Ha'ilam Hazeh, HaMetashtesh Ben Toiv L'Ra. This is the world, as I said, of uncertainty, and it causes it to be confusion. You think that Toiv is Ra and the Ra is Toiv, you're not sure. Maybe this is good, maybe it's not good, I don't know. The Yoytzel Anoshim Atzovim Shal Merutzas Tiruf Acha Hamalkoides Hanitzmedes Laraglim Lenetzach, and it creates a situation where people are crazy and running after that which is going to trap them and cause them tzaras Lenetzach for a long time, and they're running after that, like the guy with the cigarette. B'Sovrim Shu Eidin V'Toyev, because he thinks it's good. I'm enjoying this. So he runs after it. The harifayin kemishachal binus mechelba in a split second, like taking it out of milk, to take something neseres neshama al oisa mokem mamish v'nechachas liros es ha'emesh l'ra. Life passes like that, and then in one second the person is standing before the truth and is looking at this. And he's able to see. He sees the truth, not that Ra is true. He sees the truth that this is really Ra. While he was alive, he was just stuck on, it tastes good. I'm enjoying this. But then in a second he sees it for what it is, what it really is, without any of the coverings. And Moitzes Atzim Ba'isa Gehenim Ashahay Bayadata. Now he's surrounded. Now he lives in that Gehenim that he thought he was just like enjoying while he was alive. Now he's living in it. Because that's the life that he made for himself. And then he understands. What I thought was Gevaldig, it turned out to be Gehenim. Mamora, his mom was Milachtoif Bahoives Chelagatoiv. Mirav Sibas Vitirdais. It's very bitter, really, to postpone and to delay, not to take advantage while we're in this world, to grab the Toiv. Mirav Sibas Vitirdais, there are many explanations and reasons that are holding us back and keeping us from the Toiv. You keep on putting it off and putting it off until you didn't make for yourself a place, a good place, that's forever and ever. It's so hard, and how much work a person has to put into this world. To choose that which is toiv amiti, toiv nitzchi. What does it mean toiv nitzchi? Good that's forever good. That's forever good, not good for this second, but that's good forever. And for a couple of molecules, for a couple of pieces of something, a person throws away everything. Shining it is, how bright and shining it is to choose to live a way that's good and to be in the company of tzaddikim. And chaburis yisharm to be in the chevra with elich yidin, with God-fearing Jews. Lamros ha-machi ha-aroi ha-karach b'chach, even though it has, there's a price that you have to pay. It's true. There is a price for these years in the world that one has to pay to make those good choices. It's hard. And you have to put away and give up things. Mitoich yidia, but the person knows, he believes, and it's clear to him. And every second of his life, he knows. Shebepu'ulois u'machshavus eilu, that with what I'm doing with my life, and with the thoughts that I have, machnis adam atzma legan eden nitzchi shaloi, he's building and putting himself into that gan eden. The world is still surrounding him and screaming and yelling and pulling at him, but that's going to go away at 120. And the gan eden that he has is to be able to be able to taste the Eden, the sweetness of that he was building his whole life. And he settles into that Gan Eden, la'ad, forever. That's his Gan Eden. That's forever and ever. Okay, Bez Hashem, next week, Mishnah will finish this Maimon. We'll finish the Maimon, we're going to go into an unbelievable sugya of how good it is to be Jewish.